Good morning. The Infrastructure and Tourism Appropriations Subcommittee will come to order. Will DJ please call the roll?
Chair Andrade?
Here.
Vice Chair Cheney excused. Ranking Member Silvers? Representatives Antone? Burfield?
Here.
Brackett?
Here.
Daly? Esposito? Gia Lombardo?
Here.
Harris?
Here.
Lamarca?
Here.
Lopez?
Here.
Plasencia?
Here.
Robinson? Yeager?
Here.
Chair, we have a quorum.
Thank you very much. Will everyone please make sure to silence all electronic devices or make sure they're on vibrate. Good morning, members. We have just one item on the agenda today, and that's the proposed budget recommendations for fiscal year 24-25. I'm not expecting this to take a full time, but I would like to walk you through the proposal. If we could take a moment and have staff pass out the spreadsheet, and once everyone's situated, we'll begin. All right, members, I'm pleased to recommend to you this morning our $19.9 billion infrastructure and tourism appropriations budget proposal that provides for our state's needs as best as possible. I've spoken with many members about their specific priorities, which I've tried to address. I'd like to take this opportunity to mention some highlights, after which I will go through our budget document in slightly more detail. We've made great efforts to further provide for the safety and protection of our citizens. We propose funding $4.1 million in highway safety's equipment requests to ensure our highway patrol officers have what they need in the field. This includes automatic external defibrillators, new optic sights for sidearms, as well as two armored personnel carriers for responding to disasters. I'm recommending $20 million for the Florida Law Enforcement Recruitment Bonus Program within DEO, which is proving to be another critical tool for recruiting law enforcement officers from other states. Finally, in the Department of Military Affairs, I'm fully funding their request for new equipment and providing $5.2 million as requested to complete major renovations and upgrades to our armories. Most notably, we're recommending $100 million for camp planning specifically, supporting various construction projects to maintain Level 2 National Guard facility status. In order to streamline and create efficiency, we followed the governor's recommendation to eliminate chronically vacant positions. Members, you'll recall there's been some discussion in prior meetings about highway safety's vacancy issues and salary rate deficit. We're recommending a reduction in long-term vacant positions, believing all the rate and budget in the department, which should resolve this deficit as it stands now. In the Department of Commerce, I'm recommending total economic development funding of $155.7 million. This maintains much of the department's base funding for various economic development programs, including the Black Business Loan Program, the Hispanic Business Initiative, and military-based protection. I've also recommended $25 million for the Job Growth Grant Fund, $30 million for Visit Florida, and $18.5 million for Space Florida to further bolster the space industry in our state. Recognizing the continuing needs in our rural communities, I'm recommending a total of $10 million for planning and financing infrastructure projects and $7 million for defense infrastructure grants. Within our allocation, I'm recommending full funding for affordable housing programs at $483 million. This includes $174 million for SHIP, $234 million for sale. It also provides $75 million for down payment and closing cost assistance under the Hometown Heroes program. The budget recommendation maintains full funding for our libraries. This includes $17.3 million for state aid to libraries and $2 million for library cooperative grant programs. Regarding the department's approved grants list, the budget recommendation includes a total of $42.5 million. There's $39.6 million in funding for cultural and museum grants and $2.9 million for historic preservation grants. We've additionally recommended $1 million for the second year of funding for the protection and preservation of cemeteries through the Abandoned African American Cemeteries grant program. Within DEM, we're recommending 12 additional positions and almost $1.5 million to more appropriately staff the Division's Office of General Counsel, information technology, and the expanding workload within the Bureau of Response. Additionally, we've recommended $17.8 million to support the IT infrastructure needed for our new state EOC, which will soon begin construction. There's also $10 million for the state nonprofit security grant program to support those community organizations at high risk for violent attacks or hate crimes. While we've anticipated a recommendation from the division to fund a new warehouse storage hub facility, which is important to our disaster recovery response, we are still working through the details of that request, and we do not have any funding in the budget at this time due to that transfer of information. However, as a detailed recommendation comes forward, we'll continue to evaluate such proposal prior to the conclusion of our legislative session. Finally, this budget fully funds the transportation work program at $14.2 billion as requested. So now let's walk through in slightly more detail the spreadsheet, and I'll point out more details of the budget recommendation. Beginning in the Department of Commerce, Line 8 provides $100 million as requested for BEAD, the Broadband Deployment Program. Lines 18 and 19 provide additional funding for the Florida Sports Foundation and Space Florida, $2 million and $6 million, respectively. You'll see the Job Growth Grant Fund program on line 28. The Law Enforcement Bonus Program is on line 58, and the Rural and Defense Infrastructure funding is found on lines 99 and 100. In highway safety, the operational price level increases needed for fuel, vehicle repairs, and general operating expenses are on lines 109, 110, and 118. The funding for new equipment for FHP is on lines 111 through 115. The department's big motorist modernization project is fully funded at $13 million on line 124. And you can see we also took care of some smaller IT issues as requested in lines 125 through 128. In military affairs, equipment issues were funded as requested on lines 135 and 136. Continued funding for the State Guard's line is on line 144. And I plan on recommending language in the back of the bill to reappropriate any unspent funds from the current year to fund their equipment and training resources. This will be available when the PCB is released. Finally, on military affairs, fixed capital needs for our armory statewide are found on lines 148 through 151. In the Department of State, there's recommended funding for some of the department's informational technology needs on lines 167 through 170. Specifically, $3 million is provided here for the replacement of the SunBiz Business Registry Program. Line 171 is where you'll see an additional $1 million for the abandoned African American Cemeteries Grant Program. The department grants lists are also on several lines. The Cultural Museum General Program Support Grant List, $35.3 million, is on line 173. All 625 items get funding on this list, and members, I do want to point out that's a on that one specific funded program, that's a 9% increase from last year. The Culture Builds Florida grant list is fully funded on line 177. And there is $7.1 million for completing some lead-based paint abatement work on historic properties on line 201. In transportation, there's several IT projects funded as requested. These are found on lines 218 through 225. Funding for general operational expenses and cost increases are on lines 226 through 228. In terms of department fixed capital needs, $10.8 million is found on lines 234 through 236. And additionally, $2.4 million for the design and construction of the Chipley Operations Center is found on lines 238. The transportation work program is fully funded on lines 239, along with a host of local projects on lines 241 through 374. It's a lot of lines, guys. DM, importantly, we're providing the budget authority necessary to cover the state's matching requirements to draw federal funding for declared disasters, and that can be found on lines 394 through 395. Staffing requests have been funded on lines 378 through 381. And finally, $10 million for the nonprofit security grant program is located on line 393. Members, I know I went pretty quickly, but that is the budget proposal for fiscal year 24-25. Any questions? Representative Antone, you're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. First question, the $10 million for the nonprofit security program, is that from special session, extension of special session?
Thank you, Representative. It's additional funding following on in the same vein. It's additional funding for the same similar programs. You're recognized.
All right, then second question, the culture bills. Can you explain what the culture bills program is? What's that, $4 million or something?
Culture Builds Florida?
Mm-hmm.
I could, but I believe that the subject matter experts are here in the room. If you want to go over what the program does specifically, I think they'd be more than happy to talk with you about it offline.
Okay. Good enough. All right.
Any other questions? All right, thank you for all your time. I'm sure everybody wants to spend a little time absorbing everything in the spreadsheet. Members, I know sometimes it can be a lot of information coming at you very quickly, so please remember, as we continue to review this document, don't hesitate to reach back out to me or to staff or to agencies if you have any follow-up questions. Seeing no further questions, this concludes our committee agenda. If there's no further business for the committee, and seeing none, Representative Silvers moves that we rise.